All right, let's finish up with some best bets. Actions, family values. Professor, have you got any value for us today?
Well, gentlemen, before I give you a low to medium conviction bet, what do you think the odds were for the best picture favourite, the Fablemans, in December last year?
Was it outright favourite at this time?
It was still outright favourite.
$1.70.
No, $2.10.
The $1.80.
Oh.
So, together with The Power of the Dog, which was also a strong favourite at about that time 2 years ago, we need to remember what can happen.
Front runner fever.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Oppenheimer is a deserved front runner favourite, but it's hard to maintain, with sort of several months to go. So enter American fiction. So we have influential pundits like Clayton Davis who's embracing it and spruiking it. There are standing ovations and momentum wins that are powering its chances, and Bet365 have not correctly priced this one to win Best Picture, so $21. That's a really important one to have in your pocket, together with sort of Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon. So then on to Best Actor. So we mentioned earlier that Cillian Murphy is priced too short, and then we have Bradley Cooper, who strangely did not get the chocolates for his star performance in A Star Is Born. He's got a career of many Oscar nominations, has not yet won. And I think there's also the makeup angle, which supports that performance and its Oscar chances. So we know that Brendan Fraser in The Whale was a double Oscar victory, and we know that Tammy Faye and Jessica Chastain also took it out in both makeup and a winning performance. Like Annette Bening, the strike needs to end so they can get out there and start telling their story. But at $4.33, I think it's a good bet and a medium conviction for that one. So then finally, Tony, we turn our attention to Best Actress. We had a best bet for Emma Stone, $9 in September. She's much shorter now. This is a really competitive race, the Best Actress. We have a knockout performance and glowing reviews that we can expect to see when Poor Things is released in December. And I think with that, we can expect to see a shortening of the prices. There's an advantage that the film has only been released in festivals so far, but it sort of post general public release, I'd expect that the current odds of $2.50 will get shorter. And we could have a scenario where it'll be Michelle Yeoh, Kate Blanchett shootout and very, very close odds. So Emma Stone, $2.50 sports bet, medium to high conviction on that one.
Very nice, Professor. I think you've stolen almost all of mine. Max, have you got anything for us?
Yeah, I think there's just very little value to be had anywhere. The bookies have really squeezed us to the point of not very much left. Like all I can do is just stick with Lily Gladstone as a high conviction to win a Best Actress, and $2.60 is the best that you can get for her at Bet365, as Tony has said. I'm going to stick with her until I see Poor Things, but at this point, that's what I'm going to load up on as much as they allow me. That's the only one I have.
Right. Well, I'll have to concur with both of you. Yeah, Best Actress. I think, Stone and Gladstone, they're two good prices for the two clear actress standouts. $2.50 Stone, sports bet, $2.60 Gladstone at Bet365. Yeah, wrap those two up now as much as you can, as best as you can, and you'll make a tidy profit. Hopefully you've got some cheeky betting as a chaser from earlier episodes. As I have, so I've got all bases covered. Best Actor, I'm going to push Domingo again, $3.60 at Bet365. Yeah, it's. I don't think there's a real front runner in this category. Once the gates open, the strike is finished. Domingo is going to let loose the charm offensive. I think my Domingo train, is still on the track. I'm happy with him. And for picture, echo what Professor said. American Fiction, 21 at Bet365. This could be the one. This could be the passion pick. this year. It's still well under the radar. It's just simmering away nicely. It's got a great poster. Have you seen the poster? Oh, no. It's outstanding poster. Yeah. Go check it out. And 21, that's too tasty a price to pass up. But if you miss that price, it's still good. 15 at Unibet and TabTouch. So, yes, that's a good plan B for American fiction if you can't get on at Bet365.